The 2010 state legislative session kicked off yesterday in Santa Fe, and here at KUNM, we're continuing to explore some of the possible solutions to the state's projected $500 million budget shortfall. In his State of the State address, Governor Bill Richardson called for increased government efficiency, budget cuts, and what he called a temporary revenue increase, or a tax increase, to help fill the budget gap. One of the most talked about tax revenue plans is also one of the most controversial, the proposal to reinstate the gross receipts tax on food. Just yesterday, Governor Richardson announced his opposition to the proposal. His position is in line with many of the people I spoke with recently in Albuquerque. They said money was already tight and that adding a tax on food would make it worse.
Well, with the economy right now, and I've been laid off and I'm just now getting back in the process, so taxing on something basic like food is kind of crucial for someone like me.
We're already paying out the roof for food, you know. It was kind of nice that we didn't have that for a while, but I'm not in favor of it.
I actually think that's quite terrible. Like, for people like my mom, who is on very low income budget, you know, every penny actually counts. So if you have something that you didn't have taxes on before and now you're trying to implement the tax, it's just like giving something and taking it right back. So I think that's wrong in a lot of different ways. So I don't agree with that.
I don't like that one. I don't agree with that, because I buy groceries. I think they should do it on cigarettes and liquor, because I don't smoke or drink.
That was Brian and Benet, Jeannie Martinez, Mark Archuleta, and Julie Adams speaking about how a tax on food would affect their lives and families. The food tax was eliminated by the state legislature in 2004 in what some supporters called a move to make the New Mexico tax system more progressive. But Matt Gardner, executive director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, or ITEP, says that's not exactly what happened.
You know, they did what, taken on its own, would absolutely be a progressive, by which I mean benefiting primarily low-income families, a progressive tax cut, reducing the role of the sales tax. Of course, that's not what New Mexico really did, because in basically one fell swoop, they exempted groceries, removing a big chunk of the sales tax base, but then they increased the tax rate on everything else by, I think, half a cent.
And that didn't change much for low-income people in New Mexico, Gardner says. Typically, states try to find a balance between sales, income, and property taxes. But Gardner says New Mexico's tax system is way out of balance.
Of the states that have sales taxes, there are 45 of them, there are only three that have sales taxes that are higher than New Mexico's. New Mexico's super heavily reliant on sales taxes.
Gardner says this puts an extra burden on low-income New Mexicans. According to ITEP's Who Pays report on tax fairness, the poorest New Mexicans pay almost 10% of their yearly income on sales and excise taxes, while wealthier New Mexicans pay between 1 and 4%. When people understand the way the tax burden is heavier on lower-income people as a percentage of total income, Gardner says people automatically see the inequality. And that goes for an increase in taxes on food, too. I spoke with some people in Albuquerque who weren't as concerned about how a food tax would affect them personally. Instead, they said taxing food is just plain wrong.
I don't think taxing food is ever appropriate. People need to eat. They need food, nourishment. You don't tax food. No.
No, I think it's unwise to do that. I think that's a burden on the people. The most important thing the state can do to create fiscal balance is to reduce their spending.
I don't think that's a good idea. I think not having the tax on food is a good thing, and how people get by paycheck to paycheck.
I think it's immoral, to tell you the truth. That's the way I would put it, because everybody needs to eat, and we struggle enough with a system that is broken in terms of the quality, in terms of the delivery, and so taxing that seems like just heaping insult upon insult.
That was Dick Tischhauser, Peter Ont, Holly Sylvester, and Anita Olmsted speaking with me recently about proposals to reinstate a tax on food in New Mexico. With Governor Richardson's recent opposition to a food tax, it looks like the measure won't make it far during this year's legislative session. Tune in later today during All Things Considered to hear from two state lawmakers who are looking for other ways to bring in money now and minimize the financial pain for average New Mexicans. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.